Welcome to the Consumer's Corner, where we're always in your corner. Every week, we uncover the sneaky strategies, hidden fees, and clever marketing ploys big businesses use to part you from your hard-earned cash. From shady contracts to misleading ads, we're here to shine a light on the tricks of the trade and arm you with the knowledge to fight back. So grab your notebook, pull up a chair. Here's your host, Michael Wood. The Consumer's Corner starts now.
Today we're tackling a pricing practice that's everywhere, yet often leaves consumers scratching their heads. Dynamic pricing. We're looking at how this strategy has transformed the hotel and airline industries, how it works, and yes, how companies might be using your online activity to jack up prices. Let's dive in. Dynamic pricing is a strategy where prices aren't fixed. They shift based on a combination of factors like demand, competition, and even your own online behavior. It's a far cry from the days when hotels had just two rates, one for weekdays and one for weekends. And airlines? They once had seasonal pricing that changed only a few times a year. So when did all of this start to change? For hotels, it was the late 1980s and early 1990s. Airlines, meanwhile, were among the earliest adopters, starting as far back as the 1970s. Shortly after the industry was deregulated. That deregulation allowed airlines to experiment with variable pricing, and soon, other industries followed suit. Fast forward to today, and dynamic pricing is the norm. Advanced algorithms and artificial intelligence now analyze real-time data to adjust prices on the fly. It's no longer just about whether it's a weekend or a weekday. It's about how many people are booking, how many seats or rooms are left, and even how many times you've searched for a flight or a hotel. Let's talk about hotels. In the past, you could plan a trip knowing that weekend stays could be a little bit more. But now, prices can change multiple times per day. A room that cost $150 at 10 a.m. might be $200 by dinner time, especially if demand spikes. Big events are a key driver. Picture this. A major convention comes to town, or it's New Year's Eve in a popular destination. Hotels see their booking trends and crank up the rates. On the flip side, if a hotel notices that a lot of rooms are still available close to the date, you might score a last-minute deal. But here's the catch. Some hotels use tracking tools to watch how often a consumer searches for a specific property. That means if you're checking prices repeatedly for a getaway in Miami, the system may flag you as a hot lead. Before you know it, prices have climbed, nudging you to book now before they rise even more. Airlines have taken dynamic pricing to a whole new level. They've been refining it for decades, and their systems are among the most sophisticated in the world. When you book a flight, the price isn't just based on demand. It's also influenced by your browsing habits, the time of day, and even your location. Ever notice that flights tend to be cheaper when you search on a Tuesday or a Wednesday morning? That's because airlines know business travelers, who are less price-sensitive, tend to book later in the week or closer to their travel dates. And like hotels, airlines are also tracking your activity. If you search repeatedly for a specific flight, don't be surprised if the price inches higher. The idea is to create a sense of urgency. Airlines want you to think, if I don't book now, it's only going to get more expensive. And for good reason. Studies show that many consumers will book immediately after seeing a price jump, fearing it will climb even higher. What makes all this possible? It's technology. Revenue management systems powered by AI and machine learning analyze huge amounts of data, everything from historical booking trends to real-time competitor pricing. And when you add tracking cookies into the mix, these systems get eerily precise. Cookies. Those tiny files stored in your web browser. Track your online activity. They let companies know how often you're visiting travel sites, which destinations you're interested in, and even how much time you're spending looking at specific options. Armed with this information, airlines and hotels can tweak prices specifically for you. This has led to a growing debate about fairness. Should your price depend on how many times you've searched for it? Consumer advocates argue that this practice disadvantages budget-conscious travelers. Meanwhile, companies defend it as a way to optimize revenue. So what can you do to avoid falling into the dynamic pricing trap? Here are a few tips. Use incognito mode. When you're researching flights or hotels, Browse in incognito or private mode to avoid being tracked. Clear your cookies. Regularly delete cookies from your browser to reset any tracking data companies might be using. Shop around. Use price comparison sites like Google Flights or Kayak to track deals across multiple platforms. Book strategically. Prices often drop during off-peak times, like midweek mornings, and for hotels, booking directly with the property sometimes gets you a better deal. Leverage loyalty programs. Many hotel and airline rewards programs offer exclusive discounts, helping you bypass some of the dynamic pricing pitfalls. Dynamic pricing isn't going anywhere. In fact, it's becoming more pervasive, with other industries like ride-sharing and even e-commerce adopting similar practices. For now, the best defense is knowledge. Understanding how these systems work can help you make smarter choices and, hopefully, save a little cash along the way. We have power, America. Hold businesses accountable and stop buying into corporate excuses. We can turn the tide. Let's remind these corporations of an age-old principle that they have conveniently forgotten. Treat others the way that you want to be treated. That's it for this week's Consumers Corner. I'm Michael Wood. Live long, shop local, and keep fighting for a fairer future. See you next time.